Matthew chapter 8. When he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And see, a leper came and worshipped him and said, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus put out his hand and touched him and said, I will, be clean. And immediately he was cleansed from leprosy. And Jesus said to him, Make sure you don't tell anyone, but go and show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony to them. And when Jesus had entered into Capernaum, a centurion came to him, begging him and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, Go, and he goes. And to another, Come, and he comes. And to my servant, Do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he was surprised, and said to those who followed, Truly I say to you, I have not found such great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say to you that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be thrown out into outer darkness. There shall be crying and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said to the centurion, Go your way, and as you have believed, so shall it be done to you. And his servant was healed in the same hour. And when Jesus had come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying and sick with a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she got up and ministered to them. When evening had come, they brought to him many that were possessed by devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, so that it would be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and carried our sicknesses. Now when Jesus saw great multitudes around him, he gave commandment to depart for the other side. And a certain scribe came and said to him, Master, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man doesn't have a place to lay his head. And another of his disciples said to him, Lord, allow me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said to him, Follow me, and let the dead bury their dead. And when he had entered into a ship, his disciples followed him, and a great storm came up in the sea, so that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we're about to die. And he said to them, Why are you afraid, O you of little faith? Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men were amazed and said, What kind of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? And when he had come to the other side, into the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two possessed by devils, coming out of the tombs, very fierce, so that no man could pass by that way. And they called out and said, What have we to do with you, Jesus, you Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time? And there was a good way off from them a herd of many pigs feeding. So the devils asked him, saying, If you cast us out, allow us to go away into the herd of swine. And he said to them, Go. And when they had come out, they went into the herd of pigs, and see, the whole herd of pigs ran violently down a steep place into the sea and drowned in the water. And those who kept them fled and went their ways into the city and told everything and what had happened to those possessed by devils. And the whole city came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they asked him to go away out of their coasts.